ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We are now, Be'ezus Hashem, up to the Gemara and Daf Pei Gimel. Our Gemara is a continuation from the Gemara before and Daf Pei Beis Amar Beis. That the Gemara and Daf Pei Beis Amar Beis has the following shaila: Bomini of Acha Baruhuna Meir of Sheishes Koyen Sheshimesh Betumah Chaimisa Bidei Shamayim Oyen Chaimisa Bidei Shamayim Armoetni Tua Koyen Sheshimesh Betumah in Acha Bakoyne Mevim Oisel Abaisten Alaperche Kuna Metinoisel Chotzazar Paytinus Meche Begizrin Beisal Kadaitach Machai Bidei Shamayim Rashav Kedu Wiktol Bidei Shamayim Elamai, Eine Chayiv, Mika Midi Rachmana Pate, Vanon Nekum Venictole. On this, Agamari asks, Fuloi Vatnan, Mishaloka Vishona Basem Achnisan Oyseo Kipa, Rachmana Patre, Vanon Katlinanway, Amra Birmia, Amra Shoka Shemalke Shokrisa Saskinan, De Gavra Barketolo, Vagrin of Akiswa, Hamra Vihuda Kishara Saskinan, Urmiza Vayo Lires Kabolas Akhidesh Vamesu. In the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvos and Sherish Kimmel, we find that the Rambam says as follows: the Vaigoyne Vesakisva, there is no Chia Mi Sebide Shamayim. And even though we find in our Gemara that our Gemara says, Remez Ogoyne Vesakisva, Levoyo Lirais, but from this, our Gemara only says Remez, one sees that the Pashte de Kra Eine Kain, Venegam Kim Achram Uchiave Mi Sebide Shamayim, Kamishes Bar, Bete Safta Uve Sanhedrin. In the Ramban, we find that the Ramban asks the following Tmiya on the Rambam from our Gemara. And the Ramban says, Avo bevadei chayim mi sebidei shemayim nami uktaminun hasam b'gemara sanhedrin af pei beis on a beis bo minei av acha barab hunu meir av sheishes v'shoal nuoid v'agoyne v'sakisva v'teiratznu kamoikein ha'amer av Yehudi v'kisharis achman ha'amer v'oy v'yo liris kebolas ha'kredish v'meisu Roimar dainami barktolu de chayim mi sabide shamayimu. Since Lake Midi, the Rachmona Pate van Katlinway from there it is Mukrach, that a goyne vesakis was chayim mi sabide shamayim. If not for this, that a goyne vesakis was chayim mi sabide shamayim, oi hoya mi sase bide kanoim. Now to answer the kasha of the Ramban and the Rambam, okay, one can answer the kasha based on this, what we find in the Rand. That the Rand explains that the din of kanoim pagan, in all the cases that are brought down in our Mishnah, is Alocha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. The Ran goes on to ask, Im Kei Maksha Gemor Mi-Goyne V'Sakisva U'Makal B'Koysim U'Boyo Aramis Al-Hodam Rushami Kamidi D'Rachmona Pate V'Anon Nekim V'Niktolei V'Chira, one has Alocha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, and therefore one does not have Rachmona Pate. The Ran answers the Kasha by saying Pshat in our Gemor as follows: Vahachi kamar vade milituva nemru meisha misina deleka ben remes bekra kishirin mechitin chatzitin ushar dine mitzvahs. Avo mikomakam in yonachin way mashatia misa vide shemayim nemeres and meisha bisinai. Voye by oi remes misa batera oi chia misa vide shemayim. From the Ran, one sees that the Ran understands that to answer the kasha of mi kemidi drachmona patre vanonekum beniktale, one does not need a chiyamisa b'dei shemayim, but rather all one needs is this, that there is a remez in the Torah for the halacha of kanoim pagan boy. And therefore one can explain pshat v'shitas Rambam, that even though the Rambam understands v'agayni v'sakes, for there is no chiyamisa b'dei shemayim, but still one has a remez for the halacha of kanoim pagan boy. And since one has a remez for the halacha of kanoim pagan boy, for that reason, we can no longer ask, mi kamidi d'rachmona patre v'anon nekum v'niktolei. There is a remez for kanoim pagan by in the Torah. And so too we find in the Megillas Esther and the Lev Sameach, that both Megillas Esther and the Lev Sameach and Tzedekash the Ramban by saying that the Rambam warns up Shat in our Gemara. This our Gemara says, "Remiza leavoyo liris kavoas hakodesh hamesu," is not a remez on mi sevidei shamayim de lo ilam aim by mi sevidei shamayim, but rather it is only a remez for the din of kanoim paygim by. In the Knes Hafim, we find that the Knes Hafim asks the following tmiya on the Ramban, according to the Ramban who understands that in order to have the lachav kanoim paygim by, one needs that he is mechuyi mi sevidei shamayim. Since without a chi mi sevidei shamayim, we will say miika midi derachmanapate vanon katlinon way. If so, what is pshat in this that we find in our Gemara? As far as mekal b'kisim, that our Gemara asks, vayika mekal b'kisim, and our Gemara answers by saying, hatani of Yosef yaka kisim es kismay demechzik mevorech es Hashem. B'chayv our Gemara one sees that it is only mechzik mevorech es Hashem. And since there's only Mechzik Mevarech as Hashem Bochir, there is no Chiyamisa Bidei Shamayim. And still one has a Lacha of Kanon Pagan Bay. So from our Gemara Bochir, one clearly sees that one can have that Lacha of Kanon Pagan Bay even without a Chiyamisa Bidei Shamayim. So to explain Pshat and our Gemara and to answer the Kasha of the Knes Hafim Bochir, one can say as follows. That this, that the Ramban understands, that one needs a Chiyamisa Bidei Shamayim is not because one needs that he is mechuyimi sevidei shemayim in order to be considered a gaver k'teila, and only as far as someone who is considered a gaver k'teila will we apply the halacha of kanon pagan bay, but rather in order to have the halacha of kanon pagan bay, one needs that one was over an avera that has the chimer of this, that the avera is an avera sheyesh v'mi sevidei shemayim, and the chiyimi sevidei shemayim is a raya to the chimer ha'avera, only such an avera which has the chimer, that has a chiyuv of a mizvah de shamayim, where we say that there is a lacha of kanoim pagim bay. Based on this, one can say this, how we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara explains that we makal b'kaisim. Mechzi kimevorech as Hashem, our Gemara means to say, that makal b'kaisim is included in the aveira of mevorech as Hashem. And even though, by makal b'kaisim, one does not actually have Achia mi sevidei shemayim, but still one has the chimer ha'aveira of mevorech es Hashem, which has the chimer of this, and mevorech es Hashem is chay mi sevidei shemayim. The aveira of mevorech es Hashem is an aveira chamura, and mekal b'kisim is included in the aveira of mevorech es Hashem, and therefore one will have the halacha of kanoim pagim bay. That is the chayra how one can explain pshat in our Gemara. And explain Pshat B'Shitas HaRamban. Rabbi Yochim Fishel Perlow, on the other end, in Chilkimo, in Psicha Ois Ches, explains Pshat in our Gemara with a different Malach. And Rabbi Yochim Fishel Perlow explains Pshat in our Gemara as follows. This our Gemara says, the Yaka Kaisim es Kaisim es Mechzik Mevorech es Hashem. Our Gemara means to say that really, Yaka Kaisim es Kaisim should be chayiv skila, just like mevorech es Hashem is chayiv skila. Since the avera of yaka kaisim es kaisim is more chomer than a regular mevorech es Hashem, since besides for this he is megadif es Hashem hu nasan maila v'koyach havidizor yoyisar me'akadosh baruch hu kebiyachol. Ela dalachol amoyishim yisina dekanam apagim bay ba'al lahakel olav shoyis chayiv misa bebeistin. Eloye misase mesura biada kanoim mishum demahoye misase vestin, kame mevorech es Hashem b'shem hamiyuchad, hoye mechzi mekala b'kaisim kame mevorech es Hashem b'shem hamiyuchad, v'yezolzol bazeh b'kaveit hamakim. And for that reason, ein ze dover d'rachmon apache v'anon katlinuwe d'adirabba, ha de kanoim pagim bay hu kuwa l'gabay, d'be'emes hayroi l'eschayev of misas vestin. That is how Yochim Fishel Perlow explains Pshat in our Gemara and answers the Kasha of the Kinesik. Now getting back to our Mishnah we find that our Mishnah says the following halachis, Hagoynev Sakisva v'makal v'krisim v'abayl aramis kanoim pagim bay. Now as far as Bayl aramis is concerned, the halacha of kanoim pagim bay is only if one was Bayl aramis b'farhesya. If one was Bayo Aramis Farasya, then there is a halacha of Kanoim Pagim Bay. If one was Bayo Aramis Betsina, then there is no halacha of Kanoim Pagim Bay. In the Meiri, we find that the Meiri says Dabei gönne was a kiswa um a kawa bekoisem und es na nid bifar hesia. And even without bifar hesia, one will have the halacha of kanoim pagim bai. And so to the Miri goes on to say, that even though by Bayoramis was halacha vim napach zeva harges a kanoim, einoi neragolav, that is only by a Bayoramis. But as far as Goynivus HaKisva Mekal V'Krisim Im Napach Zeva Horegis HaKanoi Nerag. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat in the Meiri. What is the difference? That by Bayar Amis one needs, the one was Bayar Amis to Farhesi in order to have the Wacha of Kano and Pagimbai. On the other hand, by Goynivus HaKisva Mekal V'Krisim one has a Wacha of Kano and Pagimbai even if they took place Bitsina. So to explain Pshat, the Meiri Yochel, one can say as follows, that by Bayo Aramis, the Halacha of Kanan Pagimbay is based on the Chil Hashem that takes place with this, that he was Bayo Aramis. And since the Halacha of Kanan Pagimbay is based on the Chil Hashem, for that reason, one needs that the Bia of the Aramis took place before Hesia. Since Halacha of Kanan Pagimbay is based on this, that there was a Chil Hashem b'far Hesia. On the other hand, by Goynivus HaKisva u'Mekal b'Krisim, the Halacha of Kanan Pagimbay is not based on the Chil Hashem that took place with this, that he was Goynivus HaKisva u'Mekal b'Krisim, but rather it is dependent upon the Chomer HaAveira of Goynivus HaKisva u'Mekal b'Krisim. And for that reason, even if the Aveira took place b'tzina, but still there is a lacha of Kanoim Pagimbay. That is a chirp shat in the chiluk of the Meiri between the lacha of Kanoim Pagimbay by Bayo Aramis and the lacha of Kanoim Pagimbay by Goynivus HaKisva Mekal B'Kaisim. In the Kinesafim, on the other hand, we find that the Kinesafim explains b'shitas HaRambam this, that according to the Rambam, there is a lacha of Kanan Pagimbay by Goynivus HaKisva, even though there is no chimisa b'dei shamayim, is because they are machmer boi mishum chil Hashem, deinu chadover sha'oimid b'fnei chil Hashem, ulfichach donu olav v'nishu de kanoim pagimbay. Similar to this, how we find in the Gemara in Yevamos on a fine test, Omid Aleph. So from the Mahalach of the Kinesafim Meshitas HaRambam, one clearly sees that the Rambam understands that the Halacha of Kanan Pagimbay by Goynivus HaKisva was dependent upon the Chil Hashem that takes place with this, that he was Goyniv es HaKisva. In the Archoner we find that the Archoner is Mendayik, the following Diyak in Rashi. In Rashi, but the Ramaskal Kanan Pagimbay, Rashi says, B'shah Sharoyin es HaMaisa. From Rashi one sees that one needs Shas HaMaisa, even by the other halachas that are mentioned in our Mishnah, and not only do we need Shas HaMaisa, by Bayo Aramis. The Chonar goes on to say, that Das HaRambam Mishari HaPais Kameine Kain, but rather only by Bayo Aramis do we say that one needs Shas HaMaisa in order to have the halacha of Kanoim Pagimbay. But by Goynivus HaKisva Mekal V'Krisim one does not need Shas Maisa in order to have the halacha of Kanoim Pagimbay. The Archoner goes on to ask, V'yadati eich shayich v'achvina v'shas maisa, the kodim shigbias hakisva shal de zen nasa shvay v'kona bagba, adayin v'gonav, u'achar shigbia kvar hu achar maisa, v'chim v'kal v'kaisim di'efsho v'chavin oise regadavka shoiver, v'chim das rashi kar shalahovin. In the Radvaz, in Chiluk Beis and Tavish Shimon Aleph, we find that the Radvaz says that as far as Goynivus HaKisva is concerned, Kolei Cholichzira V'Yisurei Koi V'Nech Shabbos HaSmaisa V'Yacholif Goyabai. In other words, the Shas Maisa of Goynivus HaKisva is not dependent upon the actual Maisa Gneva, but rather Kolei Cholichzira V'Yisurei Koi. And Kolei Cholichzira, it is considered B'Shas Maisa. So again, we have a machlokes between the Archoner and the Radvaz as far as when the Shas Maisa of Goynivus HaKisva was taking place. Is it only at the time of the actual Maisa Geneva, or as long as he did not return the Krisharis that he stole is considered as if it is Shas Maisa? V'chira, one can explain Pshat in the machlokes between the Archoner and the Radvaz with the following mahalach. That the machlokes between the Archoner and the Radvaz is a fundamental machlokes as far as how to understand the Kanoim Pagimbay By Goynev Sakesva, do we understand that the Kanam Pagmai for Goynev Sakesva is for the Chilul Hashem of this, that he was Goynev Sakesva? Or do we understand that the Halacha of Kanam Pagmai by Goynev Sakesva is because of the Geneva of Kli Sharis? If we are to understand that the Kanam Pagmai by Goynev Sakesva is for the Chilul Hashem Shabai, then one can say that the Chilul Hashem takes place at the time of the Maisa Geneva. Only at the time of the Maisa Geneva do we see that there is a Chilul Hashem taking place. And for that reason, the Aruch HaNer understands that the Shas Maisa of Geneva Sakhisva is at the time of the actual Geneva Sakhisva from Hektish. This, that the Radvaz argues, is because the Radvaz understands that the Din of Knoim Pagimbay is based on the Geneva of the Kisva, and the Geneva of the Kisva is Nimshach as long as he does not return the Kisva. That is the Chira, how one can explain Pshat and Machlokes between the Aruch HaNer and the Radvaz. In the Menachas Chinuch we find that the Menachas Chinuch has the following Shaila. Uvi Yisrael ani Masupik, Bepachas Mishavapruta im Gam Kim Kanoim Paigimbay. The Chira, the Safik of the Menachas Chinuch is dependent upon the previous Tzadim as far as how to understand the Halacha of Kanoim Paigimbay by Geneva Sakhisva. Does one need to have a Geneva? And the Kanoim Pagimai is based on this, that one has a Geneva, or is the Kanoim Pagimai based on this, that there is a Chilul Hashem taking place with his Geneva of a Kli Sharis? We are to understand that the Halacha of Kanoim Pagimai is dependent upon this, that there was a Geneva to a Kli Sharis. For that reason, one will need that the Kli Sharis is Shavaputa. If the Kli Sharis is not Shavaputa, one does not have a Geneva. On the other hand, we are to understand that the Halacha of Kanoim Pagimai by Geneva Sakis was not because of the Geneva, but rather it is because of the Chilul Hashem, which is inherent when one is going Geneva Sakhisva, then one can have the Halacha of Kanoim Pagimbay, even if someone is going Geneva Sakhisva, which was worth less than a Shavaputa, one does not need a Geneva in order to have the Halacha of Kanoim Pagimbay, but rather all one needs is a Chilul Hashem of Geneva Sakhisva. That is a Chira, how one can explain Pshat and the Safik of the Menachas Chinuch. As we mentioned before, the Meiri says that there is another difference between Bayo Aramis and Goynevis HaKisva, but Mekalo B'Kaisim. And the Meiri says that only by Bayo Aramis will we say, Yuhapach Zimri V'Harag Espinachas Adiz Potzer. By Goynevis HaKisva and by Mekalo B'Kaisim, then we will say, Shimnapach Zev V'Harag Eskanoi Nerag. Now, okay, one has to understand, what is the difference between Bayo Aramis and the other two cases in our Mishnah by Goynevis HaKisva and Mekalo B'Kaisim? So to explain Pshat and the Meiri, we find that the Mepharshim explain Pshat and the Meiri as follows. That by Goynevis HaKisva and Mekalo B'Kaisim, then the Halacha of Kanoim Pagimai is coming as an Einish for this, he was Mekalo B'Kaisim, and he was Goynevis HaKisva. On the other hand, by Bayo Aramis, the Halacha of Kanoim Pagimai is not coming as an Einish for this, he was Bayo Aramis, but rather the Kanoim Pagimai is coming as a Mais and a Kamer for this, that he was Bayo Aramis. And since by Bayo Aramis, the entire Halacha of Kanoim Pagimai is just this, the one is taking the Kama from the person who is Bayo Aramis, but the Bayo Aramis is not Chayv, the Einish of Kanoim Pagimai. For that reason, by Bayo Aramis, we say, Yuhapach Zimri V'Harag as Pinchas, he will not be Neragolav. Pinchas is considered a Reidif. On the other hand, by Goynevis HaKisva Mekal B'Kaisim, that the person deserves the Einish of Ariga, we no longer consider the Kanoi as a Reidif, and for that reason, we will say, Yuhapach Zev V'Horag Es HaKanoi Neragolav. That is a Chira, how one can explain Pshat in the Meiri. In our Mishnah, we find that our Mishnah goes on to bring in other halacha. The Kohen Sheshimesh B'Tumah Ein Echav HaKohenim Evin Oysel HaBeist Nama Perchei Kunim Yitzin Oysel Chutz La'azara Pleitzin Es Meichei B'Gzirin. But Chira, one has to understand what is Pshat in this, that our Mishnah was Mechalek between the first three cases of Goynev Sakhisva of Mekal B'Kaisim HaBay Aramis. That then our Mishnah says that Halach has come up Hagen Bay, and then our Mishnah goes on to say Koyin Sheshimesh Betoma. And by Koyin Sheshimesh Betoma, our Mishnah does not end off by saying Kanoim Pagimai, but rather our Mishnah just ends off by saying Ein Echav HaKoyinim Mevin Oysel HaBeisna Perchei Kuna Metzin Oysel Chutz La'azara Poitznes Meichei B'Gzirin. So to explain Pshat, in the Lashon of our Mishnah, we find that the Mepharshim explain as follows. That the halacha of Koyin Sheshimesh Betumah is not a halacha of Kanoim Pagimbay. but rather it is a din medina beis hamikdash and higual atzma makayinim shemisha shimesh abatma mitzin oise chotu paitin es moichai vein moichim biyadam. And for that reason our Mishnah differentiates between the first three cases of the Reisha and the case of the Seifa of Koyin Sheshimesh Betoma. From the Lashon of our Mishnah, it is Mashma, that by Koyin Sheshimesh Betoma one does not need Beshas Maisa, but rather, even after he has Meshamesh Betoma, there is Alacha, that Echav HaKoyin HaMitzin Oisei Chotza Azorah Paitzin Es Meichev Egzim. Now, everyone has to understand, what is the difference between Koyin Sheshimesh Betoma, the one does not need Shas Maisa, and Goynev Esakis from Makal B'Kaisim, that according to Rashi, as we mentioned before, one needs Shas Maisa. So to explain Pshat in this, by Bayar Rames, Goynev Esakis from Makal B'Kaisim, according to Rashi, one needs Shas Maisa. And by Koyin Sheshimesh Betoma, one does not need Shas Maisa, we find that the Mepharshim explain as follows. This, I will need Shas Maisa, by Bayar Rames, Goynev Esakis from Makal B'Kaisim, is because one needs a Kanoi. Only a Kanoi has a right to be Pegea by. And in order to be considered a Kanoi, one needs Shas Maisa. One needs the Chimum of Shas Maisa in order to be considered a Kanoi. And therefore, Rashi understands by all three one needs Shas Maisa, since by all three one needs a Kanoi in order to have the Wacha of Kanoi and Pegim by. This, by Kirin Sheshimesh Betoma, one does not need Shas Maisa, is because Kirin Sheshimesh Betoma is not a Wacha and Hoches Kanoi and Pegim by. But rather, it is halacha that echav akayim mitzinoisei chotza azara paitzenes meichev egzirin. And since it is not halacha of kanoi pegimai, for that reason, one does not need to be a kanoi in order to have the halacha of paitzenes meichev egzirin. In the Ben Yehinasan, on the other hand, we find the Ben Yehinasan understands that even as far as kain sheshimesh betuma, one needs shas maisa. Well, here one can explain pshat in the Ben Yehinasan understands that halacha of kain sheshimesh betuma is also halacha of kanoi pegimai. And so too is Mefurash in Rabbeinu Yehinasan. Rabbeinu Yehinasan says as follows: "V'tomei sheshimesh v'kivan the mechayev kares b'dei shamayim medaminan way leba al arames d'chsev yachres Hashem u'esh asher yatsana erev o'ina kvoymer ariri yomos b'doim o'goyne v'sakises d'chsev v'yamusu keichid asem k'noim p'egim b'y hacha nami k'noim p'egim b'y." So from Rabbeinu Yehinasan it is Mefurash at halacha of kain sheshimesh v'toma is halacha of kanoim pagan by. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perikates Vachaveis, we find that the Rambam says as follows: Komu chavi misu de shemayim shem bolis hasei. V'yeish pam ma'isa shaloikin aleyen shmoina asar. And one of them is kain sheshimesh betoma. Rav Shach Naviezri at the end of Perikates asks the following kasha: what is pshat in this that kain sheshimesh betoma is chayim alkes? V'chaya, one should say kim lebeder abaminei, since kain sheshimesh betuma, as our Mishnah says, the perchei kunar metzian oisai chotza azara peitzin es meichev egzirin. For that reason, one should have the b'tor of kim lebeder abaminei, just like one has a b'tor of kim lebeder abaminei by bayal aramis, as Rav Shach says, ubevadei hugam kein halacha meishem esinai that kainim are peitzin es meichev dumi o bayal aramis. And therefore, one should have the Torah of Kim Lebeder Abaminei. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, we find that the Rambam says as follows: Echav Akayanim Oy Hoyem Ivin Oise Obeisno Mitzin Oise Rechotu Paisin Esmeiche Biyadon Vememachin Aleihen Bekach. From this, the Rambam says, Imemachin Aleihen Bekach, the Radvaz and the Marikorkas both are Medayik, that it is not Alocha Lemoishim Isinai. Had it been Alocha Lemoishim Isinai, then we should say that the Kohenim that are Paitzin Es Meiche are his reason, Umushubach, like the Rambam says, by the Halacha of Kanoim Pagim Bay. And so too the Radvaz is Madaik from this, the Rambam did not say that it is Halacha of Meishim Yisinai, like the Rambam says, by Bayar Amis. From there one sees that this Halacha is not a Halacha of Meishim Yisinai, but rather the entire Halacha is only Halacha Madrabanon, that Eim Machim Biyadam. Based on this Diyuk of the Rambam, that by Kohen Sheshimesh Betuma, we will not say that the Kohanim are Zrizim Umeshubachim, but rather all we will say is this, that Eim Machim Biyadam, one can say that there is a fundamental difference between the Halacha of Kohen Pagan Bay and the Halacha of Perchei Kohuna Paitnes Meichev Egzirim. As far as the regular Halacha of Kohen Pagan Bay, He deserves the Oynesh of Kanoim Pegimbay, and Kanoim Pegimbay is coming B'Toyas Oynesh. And since he deserves the Oynesh of Kanoim Pegimbay, and Kanoim Pegimbay is coming B'Toyas Oynesh, for that reason we say that whoever was a Kanoi who was Pegimbay is a Zoriz Umeshubach. He carried out the Oynesh that the other person deserved. On the other hand, by this that we say that Perchei Kehunah are Poitznes Meichav Gzirim, it is not coming as an Einish for this, that he was Mishamish Betoma. And therefore, all we will say is this, that Ein Memachin Beyadon. Based on this, one can say that only as far as the halacha of Kanoim Pegimbay will we say Kimei B'derabimine. Since Kanoim Pegimbay is coming with Teres Einish, the reason we will say that there is a Torah of Kimei B'derabimine. On the other hand, as far as this, that we say that Perchei Kehunah our Paitznes Meichav Gzirim, since it is not coming with Teres Einish, for that reason we will not say that there is a Ptur of Kim Lebeder Abba Mine. And for that reason, Kain Sheshimesh Betomez Chayiv Malkus. That is one Mahalach with which one can answer the Kasha of Ipkiveger. In Tesis and Rishainim, we find that Tesis and Rishainim bring down the following Tesefta and Kalim. That someone who is Nechnash Hoyrocho Tedayim Vraglayim Beinuum Vamizbeach, the Kayanim, were paid in Esmeichai. From there, Tesis and Rishainim prove that someone who is Nechna Shoyachot Yadayim Vraglayim Beinuam Vamizbeach is Chayim Misa Videi Shamayim. Since he Reika Misa Videi Shamayim Oyhoyu Perche Kuhuna paid in Esmeichai Kedomer Le'el Mika Midi Drachmanapate Vanon Katwinonwe. Tesis goes on to say that as far as someone who is nechnas shayrocho tzedayim v'raglayim, if there is a chimis v'dei shamayim or not, is a machlokes between the Tana in the Tesefta and our Gemara. That our Gemara understands that someone who is nechnas without rechitza tzedayim v'raglayim is not chayimisa. On the other hand, the Tana in the Tesefta understands that someone who is nechnas shayrocho tzedayim v'raglayim is chayimisa. In the Rash, on the other hand, in Kalim, we find that the Rash answers the Kasha from the Tesefta as follows, that even though there is no Chiyamisa on a Biyar Eikones without Rechitza Tadayim V'Raglayim, but still the Kainim were Poitines Meichai, Bishum Demechsi Kotzerech Avoida. As the Rash proves from this, that we find in the Gemara before that our Gemara says by Mekala B'Kaisim, this, that there is a halacha of Kanoim Pegimbay by Mekal V'Kaisim, is because it is Mechzik Mevorech Es Hashem. So from there, the Rash proves, one does not need to have an actual Chiyamisa B'Dei Shemayim in order to have the halacha of Kanoim Pegimbay, but rather, one can have the halacha of Kanoim Pegimbay as long as it is Mechzi, like an Aveira, which has a Chiyamisa B'Dei Shemayim. And therefore, someone who is Nechnas without Rechitzer Tadayim V'Aglayim, Poitznes Meichai, even though there is no Chiyamisa B'dei Shemayim, since it is Mechzi Kowatzerech Avoida D'yesh by Chiyamisa. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat in Tesis. Why didn't Tesis explain Pshat in the Tesefta like the Rash, that the reason why the Kainim are allowed to be Poitznes Meichai by someone who is Nechnas Shoyrochot Yadayim V'Raglayim is because it is Mechzi Kowatzerech Avoida D'yesh by Chiyamisa? So to explain Pshat and Tesis, one can say as follows, that Tesis understands that there is a fundamental difference between the Mechzi, that our Gemara says that is Mechzi K'mevorech as Hashem, and the Mechzi of someone who is Nechnash Hayrocho Tzedayim V'Raglayim, that is Mechzi K'otzeyach Avoida. As far as our Gemara is concerned, the Mechzi is this, that since it is Mechzi, it is included in Mevorech as Hashem. Yaka Kaisim as Kaisma is similar to Mevorech as Hashem, and therefore it is included in Mevorech as Hashem. On the other hand, by someone who is Nechnas, without Rechitza Shadayim V'Raglayim Shalei La'Aveda, it only looks like he's being Nechnas La'Aveda. But since he's not actually being Nechnas La'Aveda, for that reason it cannot be included in Kaihin Sheshimesh Betoma. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat and Tesis. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Tesis is this, that Tesis explains Pshat in this, our Gemara says, Mechzik Mevorech Es Hashem, like we mentioned before, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perwell. That Halacha Moshe Misinai Knoim Pegimai was coming while Hakel from this, that Yoyaka Kaisim Es Kaisimai has a Chumra more than a regular Mevorech Es Hashem. And for that reason, by Yaka Kaisim Es Kaisimai, you will not say Rachmanapatre. On the other hand, by someone who is nechnash hayochot yadayim v'raglayim, we will say rachmona patre. V'ano neikum v'niktalei, and for that reason, Tosfos proves from the Tosefta that there is a chimisa bidei shamayim by someone who is nechnas without rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim. In the Tosefta, we find that the Tosefta says, Omer Reb Shimon HaTanuah l'fnei Rabbi Eliezer, ani nechnasti obey no'um v'amizbeach shayrochot yadayim v'raglayim. Omer lei ha'avida if you can god up hate nesmeichiv exirin. Matasa shaymatz'acha ba'al asapol. From the Tosefta, one clearly sees that had they realized that Reb Shimon HaTanuah was nechnas shayrochot yadayim v'raglayim, they would have been paid nesmeichai. Well, here this Reb Shimon HaTanuah was nechnas without rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim is because he held that there is a heter to be nechnas without rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim, like the shita of Rabbi Meir. There, Meir says nechnasim abeinu uam v'mizbeach shayrochot yadayim v'raglayim. If so, l'chir Reb Shimon HaTanuah was a shegig. And as far as shegig is concerned, l'chir we find in the Ravid Perek Yibeis halachei mehuchas yisurabia that one needs a hasra in order to have the halacha of kanoim pagan by. And even if we are to explain b'shitas ha'ravid, that this that one needs a hasra is only in order for us to say that someone was pegeya by his nikra meshubach v'zariz, as we find that the Mishnah Tzayivitz niradeh simin yubay seistaud is medayik from the ravid. But still, as we find in the Magen Mishnah, in order to have the halacha of kanoim pagan by, one needs that the person is amazed. If the person is unamazed, one will not have the halacha of kanoim pagan by. Well, here one has to understand, if so, what is pshat in this that we find in the Tosefta, that by Reb Shimon HaTanuah was a shegig, we will still say that kohanim are poitnes meichiv exirim. So to explain pshat in the Tosefta, here one can say, based on this that we said before, that the halacha of poitnes meichiv exirim is not a halacha mihochas kanoim pagan by, and it is not a halacha mehochas einish, that a kohen hamashamish betuma deserves the einish of kanoim pagan by, but rather it is halacha mimaylas hamikdash, that mimaylas hamikdash the kohenim were poitnes meichiv exirim, and therefore even if someone was a shegig, but still mimaylas hamikdash the kohenim will be poitin es meichiv whoever was mashamish betuma, whoever was nichnas without rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim b'gzirin. That is what one sees in the Tosefta. If we are to say that one needs to be amazed in order to have the halacha of kanoim pagan by. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following Mishnah: Hayoytzik v'abayel v'apaisas amileich v'amenef hamegish hamasader es hashochan v'ametev es haneres v'akimetz hamakabal dam machutz pater v'in chayavin aleim v'imishem zores v'imishem tuma v'imishem achoser begadim. In Tosfos, we find that Tosfos asks the following kasha: how can we say one is not chayim mishum tuma, v'im toimer tepek loy mishum tumi shenichnas v'mikdash tebekares? Tosfos answers his kasha by saying v'yishloimer kagun shenitma b'fnim v'loy shaha. But here one can ask the following tamia: even though, as far as tumi is concerned, one can explain we're referring to a case when he was nitma b'fnim. But how are we to explain Tfuyayim? And as our Gemara brings down from the Tosefta and Zachim, the Tosefta says, Ve'ilu shebemisa Tfuyayim sheshimish. Who needs this? That he was asa avida, typically that he is chayiv, bisham tome shenichnas v'mikdash. This kash we find in the Ravid in Asagas and Perigdala mihochas bias mikdash halacha dalad. That the Ravid asks as follows: Amar Avram, kivan shetfuyayim shenichnas v'mikdash bekares. From this, a thesis to not answer is kasha. Of the loy mishum tuma that we're referring to Obama, or we're referring to Beis Yad Arucha, and sees a thesis is not noches to either teretz of the Ravid. So here one has to understand, according to Tosfos, how we to answer the kash of the Ravid by Tfuyayim Sheshimish. So to answer the kash of the Ravid, here one can say that the shita of Tosfos is that Tfuyayim Shenichnas HaMikdash is not Chayiv Kares, as we find that the Meiri is Metzadid in our Sogya. And therefore, the Tosafot has to say that Huyayim Sheshimesh is Chayim Misa. Now, to explain Pshat in this side, that Huyayim Shenichnas HaMiptosh is part of Mikoyas, even though we find in our Gemara that Huyayim Sheshimesh is Chayim Misa, L'chira one can explain based on the following Hakdoma. In the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Lois HaSayayin Vav, and so to the Chinuch Mitzvah Reish HaMachay we find that the Rambam and the Chinuch are both Meina, a separate Lav, Shoyishamish, Kayhin Tvoyayim. On the other hand, as far as Mechoser Kippurim, we find that both the Rambam and the Chinuch understand that Mechoser Kippurim is included in the regular Isser of this that a Kayhin is not allowed to Mishamish Betoma. And Mechoser Kippurim is considered like a regular Tameh based on this that the Pasuk says, V'chiper alea kain v'tahira tahira mechlau shehi temeya v'mar mar tameh sheshimesh v'misa. So to explain Pshat in this, the Rambam and the Chinuch are both mine separate lav. As far as a kain t'huyen was mishamish, so to v'chir is mavur in our Gemara. Our Gemara explains that as far as t'huyen sheshimesh, the makar for t'huyen sheshimesh is from the Pasuk of Kedeshim Yiyu Velekeim Velo Yechalu Emeinu Inyan Vatamei Sheshimish and Afkan Mevi Nazru Tneu Inyan Vatvoyim Sheshimish V'yolev Chilo Chilo Metruma Malahon B'misa Afkan B'misa. So from our Gemara one clearly sees that our Gemara differentiates between Tvoyim and Mechose Kippurim. As far as Mechose Kippurim, our Gemara explains that the Makar of Mechose Kippurim is because Mechose Kippurim is considered a Tamei. On the other hand, as far as the Tvoyim is concerned, our Gemara has an Udrasha to Machadish in Isser and the Chiyam Misa by Tvoyim Sheshimish. And we do not say that Tvoyim is included in the category of a regular Tamei Sheshimish since the Tvoyim is considered a Tamei. So from our Gemara, L'chir it is Mochrach like the Rambam and the Chinuch that a Tvoyim is not considered like a regular Tamei. Based on this, one can say that even though a Mechoser Kippurim Shenichnas HaMiktash is Chayav Karas, as we find in the Mishnah and Kalim, but a Tvoyim Shenichnas HaMiktash will not be Chayav Karas. Only a Mechoser Kippurim was considered a Tamei. Do we say that if he is Nichnas HaMiktash, there is a Chayav Karas, on the other hand, a Tvoyim who is not considered a Tamei will not have a Chayav Karas for being Nichnas HaMiktash? But now one has to understand, even as far as the Tvoyim, we find that a Tvoyim is considered a Tamei. From this, that the Pasuk says, by Tvoyim ubar shemesh v'toher, from there one sees that till Harev shemesh, a Tvoyim is considered a Tamei. And therefore, a Tvoyim should have the same exact halacha as a Mechose Kippurim. And so too, we find that Tosis on our base asks on our Gemara, that what does our Gemara need a new makar for a Tvoyim sheshimish? Tape away that a Tvoyim is considered a Tamei from this, that the Pasuk says, Uva HaShemesh V'Toher, Mechval Shehu Tamei. In the Biskarav and Hochas Par Aduma, we find that the Biskarav brings down the following Chiddush Rishem Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim explains Pshat in the Shita of the Rambam. In the Rambam, we find that the Rambam says, The Mechose Kippurim Shenichnas HaMiktosh Ein Eloike. And as far as Tamei Shachal Kodesh, we find that the Rambam says in Hilchos Psuei HaMuktashim Perkid Ches Halach Yedalad that Mechose Kippurim Shachal Kodesh Loike. Reb Chaim explains that there is a fundamental difference between Achilas Kodshim and the Isser for a Tamei to be Nichnas HaMiktash. As far as Achilas Kodshim is concerned, Achilas Kodshim is dependent upon the Psul HaGuf of Tuma. Like we find that the Gemara says that an Ariel who is considered like a Tamei has an Isser to eat Kachim. On the other hand, the Isser B'yis HaMikdash is dependent upon Tuma. A Psoa Gof of Tuma is not enough, but rather one needs to have actual Tuma. Only if one has actual Tuma is there an Isser for someone who has actual Tuma to eat Nichnas HaMikdash. And so to one sees something more in Yevamas Nafayim Beis from a base, that B.S. Mikdash is dependent upon actual Tuma and not a Psul HaGuf of Tuma. Based on this, one can say that as far as Tvoyim is concerned, La'achar Tfila, it is Hoklash Tumasai, and all one has is a Psul HaGuf of Tuma. One does not have actual Tuma. And even though the Pasuk says Ba HaShemesh V'Tar, the Pasuk of Ba HaShemesh V'Tar is only referring to the Psul HaGuf of Tuma, and not to the actual Tumah of someone who is a Tvoyim. And since all one has is a psua gof of tuma, for that reason as far as kniso and mikdash, which is dependent upon an actual tuma, there is no chiv karis for being nechnas and mikdash as a tfuyaim. This that we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara needs a new pasuk to machadish, that there is a chiv misa for a tfuyaim sheshimish, is because the pasuk is coming to machadish that there is a chiv misa for someone who has a psul haguf of tuma, even though he does not have actual tuma. By Mechusa Kippurim, on the other hand, a Mechusa Kippurim has actual tuma, and therefore he is included in the regular halacha of tamei sheshimish. Since we find that a Mechusa Kippurim has actual tuma from the pasuk of a chiper aleha hakayin v'tahira tahira mechlau shehi tameya. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat and artesis and answer the kasha of the Ravid. From Rabbi Chaim's Mahalach B'shitas HaRambam, it comes out that Mechusar Kippurim only has a psul haguf of tuma, and Mechusar Kippurim does not have actual tuma. And for that reason, the Rambam says that Mechusar Kippurim shenichnas v'miktosh ein eloike. And from this, the Rambam says that tfuyim shenichnas v'miktosh loike. From there, one sees that the Rambam understands that tfuyim has actual tuma. Now, according to the Mahalach, Rabbi Chaim Ochir, one has to understand pshat in this that we mentioned before from the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, that the Rambam differentiates between Tfuyim and Mechusar Kippurim. And as far as Tfuyim Sheshimish is concerned, the Rambam understands that Tfuyim Sheshimish is a new Isser. On the other hand, Mechusar Kippurim Sheshimish is included in the regular halacha of Tamei Sheshimish. So to explain pshat in the Rambam according to the Mahalach of Rabbi Chaim Ochir, one has to say as follows. That Rabbi Chaim understands that as far as Avodah is concerned, Tamei Sheshimish is dependent upon the psul haguf of tuma, and as long as one has a psul haguf of tuma, then one has the halach of Tamei Sheshimish Chayim Isa. And therefore Mechusar Kippurim, which has a psul haguf of tuma, for that reason Mechusar Kippurim Sheshimish is included in Tamei Sheshimish, and we will say Tamei Sheshimish Chayim Isa. On the other hand, Tfuyim only has the tuma of Tfuyim and not the psul haguf of a tuma. As we find, Dar Beryl Pervarsky explains in Bala Kredesh and Cheo Kimo Simin Samach Kimo. And since by Tfuyim one does not have the psul haguf of tuma, and all one has is the actual tuma, for that reason a Tfuyim Sheshimish is an entirely new parsha, and there is a new lav and a new makar for this, a Tfuyim Sheshimish is Chayim Isa. That is a chayim what comes out, according to Rab Chaim, from the Shita of the Rambam. So again, according to Taisus, a chayim will come out that a Tfuyim only has a psul haguf of tuma, and a Tfuyim does not have actual tuma, and for that reason, a Tfuyim Shenichnas Mamikdash will not be Chayim Karis. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, a Tfuyim has actual tuma, but a Tfuyim does not have the psul haguf of a tuma, and therefore, even though a Tfuyim, who is nichnas v'miktash, shall be chayiv kores u'malkes, but as far as Tfuyim Sheshimish is concerned, a Tfuyim Sheshimish needs a new pasuk to machadish that there is an iser for a Tfuyim to be oved avida, and if a Tfuyim was mishamish, he is chayim isa. According to the Mahalach of Tesis, the pasuk by Tfuyim is mechadish that as far as Avodah is concerned, a psul haguf of tumah is enough to have an isra Avodah and a chiyamisa for doing Avodah. According to the Rambam, the pasuk is mechadish that even if one does not have a psul haguf, but rather all one has is an actual tumah that itself is enough to have an isra Avodah and to chiyamisa for being oivir Avodah. In the Rambam, in Perek Dalet Mehilchos Bias Mikdash HaChadal, we find that the Rambam says as follows: "V'chein tamei shetovah va'avad kodim sharev shim she'avidasei psula v'chayim misa v'idei shamayim shenemer v'yichalu shem elekeyem v'pieshmu lamdu shizu azhara v'tfuyim she'avad she'adayin tameihu shenemer v'ashemesh v'tahir mechlau she'adayin v'itahir ava mechosei kippurim she'avad ava pi she'avidasei psula v'chila hareza pater." From the Rambam, one sees that the Rambam differentiates between Tfuyim and Mechusar Kippurim as far as Avodah is concerned. that as far as Avaida is concerned, only by Tvuyim do we say that a Tvuyim Sha'avad does one have a Chiyamisa, Machos Gipurim Sha'avad is not Chayamisa. So to explain Pshat in the Rambam according to Rabbi Chaim Ochira, one can say as follows, that as far as Avaida is concerned, the Chiyamisa of Avaida is dependent upon actual Tumah, not the Psul Haguf of Tumah. And therefore, only as far as a Tvuyim will we say that a Tvuyim Sha'avad is Chayimisa. Machos Kippurim, on the other hand, who only has a Psul Haguf of Tumah, will not have the Chayimisa if he did Avaida. But now, one has to understand Pshat in the Rambam, and our Gemara, when clearly sees our Gemara, says, Machos Kippurim Shashimish is Chayimisa, which is a Kasha that the Kesef Mishnah asks on the Rambam. So to answer this Kash, we find that the Marikorkas answers the Kash as follows. This that we find in our Gemara. That Mechosi Kippurim Sheshimish is Chayimisa is only according to Mandomer who holds Mechosi Kippurim Dizav is Kizav Dami. On the other hand, as Marikorkas proves from the Mishnah and Kalim, the Tana of the Mishnah and Kalim holds Mechosi Kippurim Dizav is Lav Kizav Dami. And for that reason, since Mechosi Kippurim Dizav is Lav Kizav Dami, for that reason, the Raman Paskins and Mechosi Kippurim Sha'avad is not Chayimisa. Our Gemara is going like the Mandomer who holds Mechosi Kippurim Dizav is Kizav Dami. According to Reb Chaim, the Machloikis of Mechosi Kippurim Dizav is Kizav Dami or not, is a Machloikis if Mechosi Kippurim has actual Tum or not. If we are to say Mechosi Kippurim Dizav Kizav Dami, then Mechosi Kippurim has actual Tum. And since Mechosi Kippurim is actual Tum, for that reason one has the halacha of Mechosi Kippurim Sha'avad Chayimisa. On the other hand, if we are to say that Mechosi Kippurim is not Kizav Dami, then all one has is a Psul Guf of Tami. One does not have actual Tuma. And in order to be Chayimisa for doing Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, one needs to have actual Tuma. That is okay, what comes out from the Rambam according to the Shita of Reb Chaim, if we are to Miyashiv Pshat and the Rambam like the Marikorkas.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.